There are many people who contribute to our communities we know nothing about. William Nolan is one of those people. Today, his rich oil portraits, often featuring Milwaukee people and places, are getting attention. At age 82, this matter-of-fact Black man is the first to say that art, hard work, and a whole lot of serendipity have been woven through his life. WUWM's Susan Bentz brings us Nolan's intriguing story.
William Nolan starts nearly every day climbing to the third floor of the Victorian on East Garfield Avenue that he shares with his wife of 56 years. That's where you'll find canvas upon canvas and myriad art supplies. Nolan squeezes as much time out of each day to paint as possible. He creates mostly portraits, capturing people in their natural habitats in richly colored oil. In some works, his subjects seem to be reaching out, creating a connection with the viewer. Born in 1939, Nolan didn't grow up surrounded by art.
I grew up on 9th and Vine, 4 or 5 blocks down on the other side of the expressway.
He describes his childhood simply.
Family and camaraderie of the neighborhood, mostly Jewish and Black. My father was a butcher. He worked at Patrick Cutter here. My mother was just a homemaker.
Somehow during middle school, Nolan got it into his head to become an artist.
My mom had stuff that I did when I was in kindergarten, you know. Seriously, I started really thinking about art in junior high.
People in the neighborhood noticed his talent.
I was 15, 16. I was painting signs for a barbershop.
After high school, with equal spunk, Nolan enrolled in the Layton School of Art, which operated from 1920 to 1974 in downtown Milwaukee. Layton was considered a top art school in the country. Were those good days for Nolan?
Very good days, because my figure drawing teacher. I learned a lot from her.
Were you the only Black kid around?
No.
You weren't?
No. There was another artist, and he was from Alabama, and he got a scholarship there.
Nolan studied 2 years at Layton.
I didn't finish there because I needed a job.
So he headed to Gimbel's department store at Garfield and Third, hoping to get into the graphic department.
Didn't have any openings. At least they said they didn't.
But fate stepped in again.
Display manager heard the conversation and says, I got a opening in the display department. You want to get in the display?
Nolan wasn't sure what display meant.
Doing windows and stuff? He said, that's exactly what it is.
Nolan dressed Gimbel's windows for 5 years until he was drafted into the Army. That was 1963. Again, his life took an unexpected turn.
The guy says, when I came to giving you assignments, he said, well, what do you like to do? I said, well, I like art. I said, I'd like to be into illustration for the Army. That's what I'm thinking.
To his amazement, Nolan was directed to train in the dental laboratory, spending most of his 2-year military stint in school, primarily at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, Texas.
So I mainly did dentures. I made dentures.
Nolan's supervisor urged him to stay on.
Stay in, I'll get you a job. You'll be an E5. Going up in rank awful quick.
But Nolan could feel the Vietnam War in the air, so he opted to come home to Milwaukee. Nolan calls himself one of the lucky few who could choose.
I'm thinking about all my buddies that was in the service that didn't make it back here. One in particular. We were friends before we even got drafted. You know, I knew his dad ran the pool hall down on Walnut Street.
Once home, Nolan found a job while doing an errand for his mother.
My mother sent me down to the post office with some packages. I looked on the bulletin board and they had a job.
For a position in the dental lab at the VA hospital, where Nolan's skills dramatically expanded, he became expert at maxillofacial reconstruction.
Constructing eyes, ears, noses. What you do is you build it in wax and then you make a mold of that and then you build it in silicone.
Nolan says this unique form of artistry changes lives. He remembers one patient in particular.
She looked in the mirror. She said, I don't have to hide anymore.
He retired after a 31-year career in 1995. Only then did Nolan go back to the easel. His subjects are people going about life. The painting called In a Corner captures a well-dressed Black man, bottle in hand.
He's got money because he's got a suit and tie and you see gold cufflinks. But he's still in the same boat with the guy with no money because he's got the bottle.
What's the inspiration on these bar paintings?
Stuff you see in life.
Nolan dips into photos he's taken over the years for inspiration. His latest work, The Young Patriots, was inspired by grade school children Nolan saw walking down his street.
Where are all these kids going? I grab my camera I go down there with them.
It was a few years ago on the anniversary of 9/11.
They all go down to the fire station and say a prayer.
Nolan captures a sea of faces in many colors. In the foreground, solemn-faced children hold flags. Nolan sees hope in the scene.
You see white, black, Chinese. These kids are learning how to be with other people. These are the people that's going to change this stuff around.
Nolan's artistry is getting attention. He's sold some paintings, has a few commissions in the works, but Nolan says he has no intention of selling some of his pieces. They tell his story, a black man who grew up in Milwaukee, a life infused with creativity. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
A number of William Nolan's paintings are on display at Adams Garden Park on West Fond du Lac Avenue.